Hi, folks. Crazy Dougie Wilson with you here. And all week long, you have had the opportunity to hear interviews with some of the young ladies vying for the title of Miss Rain Day 2016. Right now, though, it is my pleasure to welcome back to the airwaves the young lady who will be ending her reign as Miss Rain Day, Claire Kreider. Claire, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much. Let's start with the very, I was going to say easy question, but it may not be easy. Have you enjoyed your reign, pun intended, as Miss Rain Day?
Is that even a question? I mean, of course I have. It's been great.
Good. Because you have done so many different things, from participating in parades to visiting schools. Give us an idea of some of the things that you have participated in as Miss Rain Day.
Oh my goodness. The first thing I did was I held a back to school supply drive, mm-hmm. which benefited the children and the community. It was an event where they could come and pick out supplies for school, and it just gave them the proper tools they needed to succeed. Around Christmas, I did a Toys for Tots drive.
And that was, I mean, you guys got a significant amount of toys for that event.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the most toys they've had in several years.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to all of that, you have also worked with WAMB at several of the car shows. You helped
us out with 50s Fest.
Yeah. If you had to pick one event that you hung your crown on and said, yep, this is the event that was my best experience, what would that be?
Oh my goodness. You know, I would probably just have to say the actual Rain Day festivities.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the first event where I was introduced to the community and I really got to make some relationships and meet lots of people that have really helped me throughout my whole entire reign.
If you were to talk with a young lady who is considering participating in the Rain Day pageant in the future, what would you say to that young lady? Why would you encourage her to participate?
You know, just do it. It's an experience that's going to last a lifetime. You know, I don't want them to be 40 and have a child that's doing it and have them have regrets that they didn't do it. So make relationships, make friendships. It's an experience, and it's a great one.
I have two final questions for you. One is very lighthearted, although it may not be easy to answer. And then the second is a little more serious. The first, the lighthearted one, we know it's going to rain on Rain Day.
Of course it is.
My question is, what time is it going to rain?
You know, last year, it didn't rain for me. And a lot of people have given me a hard time about that the whole entire year. So I'm going to say 1:37 in the afternoon.
Okay, 1:37 p.m. All right. My final question, and you can take a moment to think about this if you need to. What advice would you give to the young lady who is going to be crowned Miss Rain Day 2016?
You know, get out there. Get out there in the community. Be involved. Show your presence. Just be involved and show people that you are there and you are there to help and you're there to learn and you're there to make a difference. Because that's really what this is all about. It's about being a part of the community and helping the community to make it a better place. And that's something that I've really strived to do during my reign. And I think it's something that each Miss Rain Day and the years to come should continue.
She is giving up her crown shortly, Miss Rain Day 2015, Claire Kreider. Claire, thanks so much, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you for having me.